Good morning. We'd like to welcome everyone to a special meeting of the City Council of the City of Mesa for Thursday, May 19th, 2011. The first item on the agenda is to hear a report concerning the bids received for the purchase of the city's general obligation bonds, Series 2011. We'll turn it over to Mr. Odom.
Good morning, Mayor and Council.
We're here to discuss. Excuse me. We need to excuse Councilmember Glover, who's not going to join us today, so I apologize. And the Vice Mayor, too. Neither of which will be with us.
Okay.
Go ahead.
We're here to discuss our spring bond sale, or annual bond sale. This morning, yesterday, we received bids on $83,270,000 in bonds, broken down between GO series of $29,320,000 and utility system bonds of $53,950,000. And we discussed these on the 14th of April with all the related projects these would be associated with. I've got Larry Givens here to answer any questions related to the financial breakdown of these bids, and Sarah Smith with Gus Rosenfeld, who's here from our bond council perspective. We had very good activity in the market yesterday. We received 12 bids on the GO series and 8 bids on the utility series, and this is probably the best straight net adjusted interest rate we've had in my memory. So, yes. So, yeah, thanks. Another age.
I know he's been around a long time. How long's the memory?
Fading. The successful bidder for GO bonds was BOSC Incorporated at a bid of 3.889928. That's a great percentage.
Oh, I thought we were going to 2887.
Yep.
Darn it.
Yeah. And for Citigroup Global Markets was a successful bidder on the utility system bonds at just under 4.99, I believe, or 4.95. So
which number was that?
4.95.
Okay, thank you.
So, Mayor and Council, these are very favorable rates for the City of Mesa, which means that our costs to borrow is relatively low, I think, and maybe Larry can speak to a little bit about that. And so this certainly, I think, bodes well for the city. It demonstrates, one, that I think we're being very prudent in our financial planning, and because of that, I think we're being recognized in the market with these low rates, which represents low risk to the bond holders. So I congratulate Chuck and Larry for helping us get there. Let me just read from you some of the comments that come back from the rating agencies as they give the profile of the city that goes out to the investment world as they're considering making their investments in Mesa. Standard & Poor's talked about how their rating reflects our opinion of the city. The things that they mention is strong management policies that ensure a continued strong reserve balance position, a recent history of strong fund balance levels, and moderate overall moderate overall net debt burden. So it was 2 weeks ago we had the discussion, or
two weeks
ago, on that, and so I think we talked about our relative debt for the city, and certainly on a per capita basis, and I think that's even reflected here in these comments from Wall Street, that that's something that the city has managed very well. There are some areas that we have to continue to be aware of and of concern. Those have to do with other post-employment benefit liabilities and managing our the benefits we offer post-employment, as well as managing, and this is something that really is done more at the state level, is the retirement system.
Retirement system.
What's the word, Larry? The retirement system
is a multi-employer
type. Well, and its stability, and its forecasting it out to the future, making
right.
sure the contributions are sufficient to keep it healthy, I guess is the best word. So, Larry, anything you'd like to share with us?
Mr. Mayor, members of council, I would just say that the city was in the right place at the right time. Although this is evidence of great FA work, I thought that it was the bond market's been rallying over the last 3 weeks, as you may be aware, and rates have been coming down on treasury bonds, which tends to draw interest rates down on other kinds of instruments. And the city being a AA credit from both rating agencies on these two bond issues pays a big dividend in that manner. So you saw great participation across the board from the major Wall Street firms as well as the regional firms. And to get 12 bids on the geo bonds, I thought was just outstanding. That's probably ties the record in my 25 years here of getting that number of bids. So great participation, good timing in the market. And congratulations on the 388 and the GOs. That's outstanding.
Councilman Richens.
Just a quick question. There's obviously a 1% interest difference. Can you educate us on the difference between the GO bond, why we get a certain rate on GO bonds, and sure. And I'm assuming there's a risk factor involved in the utility system bonds.
Mr. Mayor, Councilmember Richens, the difference was that in the utility bonds, we had a single maturity maturing out in 2035. The GO bonds matured from 2012 to 2031, so the general obligation bonds were much shorter. And that was really the reason. It didn't have to do with credit, but it had to do with maturity range of the bond issues. They were much shorter bonds than the GOs. And the utilities, sensing that the market was in good shape, we put all the bonds all the way out at the end of your maturity schedule. So it had to do with more like getting a 30-year mortgage versus a 15-year mortgage.
And Larry, won't that also help us because of the pressure we see on our utility rates with the current debt levels as they are early on for the next three or four years? That kind of helps make sure we're pushing that debt out just so it doesn't have a dramatic impact on those high levels that we're facing right now. Is that
that's true. As we work our way through the kind of the old regime of bonds through 2017, after that, things level out at about $25 million lower in debt service annually over the remaining period, and that's going to pay big dividends as soon as we get through this period.
Right. So we pushed that debt, we sold this debt and pushed it out beyond that point to avoid putting more pressure on the finances and the utilities for the next, Larry just said, till 2017. So we're trying to not compound that debt service payment that we see coming in front of us for the next 5 years or so.
And that gets right back to the strategy that we were demonstrating to you 2 weeks ago on getting to that ceiling and leveling off that debt load.
Okay. Councilman Fender.
Is there any opportunity to restructure some of our debt? I know the maturity, dates and things vary.
Mr. Mayor, Councilmember Fincher, we'll be discussing that next fiscal year because there will be an opportunity next spring because some of our refunding bonds from the past are subject to call. And we can call them in and replace them with hopefully lower coupon bonds. And there would be an opportunity to restructure at that point with the idea that we want to have a savings whenever we do a restructuring along with a refunding as we have in the past. But it's going to depend on where rates are next spring. But Chuck's aware of this and Chris is aware of this, and we're going to be talking about it as the year progresses as we look at what we can do next spring. But, yeah, the utility bonds are a restructuring opportunity as well as a savings opportunity.
Okay. Any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll move on to the action items then. Item 2A is provide for the issuance and sale of $29,320,000 aggregate principal amount of City of Mesa General Obligation Bond Series 2011 and providing for the annual levy of the secondary property tax for the payment of these bonds. Item 2B is supplementing the City's Resolution 6362 as amended dated July 29, 1991 pertaining to the issuance of utility systems revenue bonds and authorizing the issuance and sales of $53,950,000 principal amount of City of Mesa Utility Series Revenue Bonds Series 2011 and awarding the bids related to that. We can handle these in single motion, Ms. Spinner?
Yes,
okay. So I have a motion from Councilmember Cavanaugh to approve items 2A and 2B. I have a second from Councilmember Fenter. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ms. Crocker, do we have any requests to speak?
Request, Mayor.
Okay. I have a motion to adjourn from Councilmember Higgins, a second from Councilmember Richens. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned. Thank you very much.